everyone, and welcome back. You know, if you're here for this deep dive, you're probably looking for a way to manage stress or even get a better night's sleep.
For sure.
And we are going to help you out with that today.
Absolutely.
We're taking a deep dive into the 4-7-8 breathing technique developed by Dr. Andrew Weil.
That's right.
And trust me, it's way more powerful than it sounds.
Yes, it is.
We'll uncover the how, the why, and even some unexpected benefits that might just blow your mind.
Yeah, you'll be surprised how much power we hold in something as simple as our breath.
So true.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's break down the mechanics of 4-7-8 breathing.
Okay.
It's just three easy steps.
Three steps.
Step one.
All right.
Inhale deeply through your nose for a count of four.
Okay.
I like to imagine I'm filling my lungs from the bottom up, like pouring water into a glass.
Oh, that's a great visualization.
Yeah.
And it emphasizes the importance of that slow, deep inhale.
Step two.
All right, step two.
Hold your breath for a count of seven.
Okay.
This part might feel a little challenging at first, but stick with it.
And if holding for seven feels too intense, you know, especially when you're just starting out,
right?
You could try a shorter count.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe start with 4-4-6.
Yeah.
And gradually work your way up as you feel more comfortable.
That's great advice.
Yeah.
And finally, step three.
Okay, step three.
Exhale slowly through your mouth for a count of eight.
Right.
Really emptying out those lungs.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like sighing out all the tension and stress.
Yeah, like a big sigh.
And that's one cycle.
Okay.
You repeat this whole thing four times.
Gotcha.
Which takes just about a minute or two.
Yeah, just a minute.
Uh-huh.
See, I told you it was simple.
Simple, yet incredibly effective.
Yeah.
What's fascinating here is how this pattern interacts with your nervous system.
Okay.
Imagine your body has a gas pedal.
Wow.
That's your sympathetic nervous system kicking in when you're stressed.
Right.
But you also have a brake pedal.
Okay. Your parasympathetic nervous system.
Gotcha.
And 4-7-8 breathing is like tapping that brake.
So it's like shifting gears from fight or flight mode
exactly.
to rest and digest mode.
That's it.
I like that.
And when you trigger that relaxation response, several things happen.
Okay.
First, your body starts dialing down the production of stress hormones, like cortisol.
Cortisol, everyone's least favorite hormone.
I know, right?
Look.
At the same time, your body starts pumping out calming neurotransmitters, like serotonin.
Nice.
It's like a mood booster.
Okay.
This 1-2 punch of calming down and feeling good is what makes 4-7-8 breathing so effective.
Okay. So we've covered the what and the why, but what about the when? I know you mentioned that 4-7-8 breathing can be helpful for sleep.
Right.
Is there an ideal time to practice this technique?
You know, the beauty of 4-7-8 breathing is that it's so versatile.
Okay.
You can use it pretty much anytime, anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You need a little more calm and clarity. For sleep practicing right before bed,
right,
can work wonders.
I can see that.
Picture yourself lying in bed.
Yeah.
Taking those slow, deep breaths and feeling the tension melt away with each exhale.
Yeah.
It's like signaling to your body that it's time to wind down.
It sounds so relaxing.
It is.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, myself included, tend to hold tension in their jaws.
Yes.
Especially at the end of a long day.
Oh, for sure.
Do you think focusing on the exhale could help release some of that tension?
Absolutely.
It does.
That long exhale is key for releasing physical tension.
Yes.
And it also helps deepen the relaxation response. In fact, studies have shown that just a few minutes of 4-7-8 breathing can significantly lower heart rate and blood pressure.
That's right.
Helping you feel more grounded and at ease.
Yeah, more at ease for sure.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see how something as simple as breathing can have such a profound impact on the body.
It really highlights the mind-body connection.
Totally.
And this technique is not just about calming the body.
Mm-hmm.
It's also about calming the mind.
Right.
Think about it.
Okay.
When you're focusing on your breath and counting each second.
Yeah.
Your mind can't be racing with a million thoughts at the same time.
Right.
It's like a gentle redirection of your attention away from stress and worry.
It's like hitting the pause button on your mental chatter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what makes this technique so effective for managing anxiety.
Right.
It's not about suppressing anxious thoughts.
Yeah.
But rather about giving yourself a mental break from them.
Okay.
It's like creating a space of peace and stillness within yourself, no matter what's going on around you.
That's such a powerful image.
Yeah. And it's something you can tap into anytime, anywhere.
Right.
Imagine yourself in a stressful situation.
Okay.
Maybe a work deadline looming.
Yeah.
Or a difficult conversation on the horizon. Instead of letting your anxiety spiral, you take a few moments to practice 4-7-8 breathing.
Right.
Just a minute or two can make a world of difference.
So it's like having a portable stress relief tool right in your pocket.
Exactly.
Something like that.
And the more you practice, the more skilled you become
yeah.
at accessing that inner calm,
right.
even in the midst of chaos.
Okay, so we've covered when to use it. Now let's dive into the how.
Okay, how to do it.
You mentioned finding a comfortable position.
Yes.
Does it matter if you're sitting or lying down?
Not really.
Okay.
The most important thing is to find a position that allows you to relax.
Okay.
And focus on your breath.
Right.
If you're sitting, try to keep your spine straight but not stiff and your shoulders relaxed.
Gotcha.
If you're lying down, lie flat on your back with your arms at your sides. And of course, find a quiet space where you won't be disturbed.
Absolutely.
And remember that key step we talked about earlier?
Yeah.
Exhaling completely.
Yeah.
Before you even begin the first cycle.
Right.
That complete exhale helps reset your breathing pattern.
Okay.
And prepare you for those deep, calming inhales.
I'm ready to give it a try.
Me too.
Are you?
Let's do it.
Okay, everyone listening.
Yeah, join us.
Find a comfortable position.
Yeah.
Close your eyes if you'd like.
Uh-huh.
And let's practice 4-7-8 breathing together.
Right.
First, exhale completely through your mouth, emptying out your lungs.
Okay.
Now, inhale slowly and deeply through your nose for a count of 4.
Inhale for 4.
Hold your breath for a count of 7.
Yeah, hold for 7.
And exhale slowly through your mouth for a count of 8.
Exhale for 8.
Good.
Yeah.
Now, repeat that 3 more times.
Okay.
Inhale for 4.
Inhale.
Hold for 7.
Exhale for 8.
As you continue breathing,
yeah.
notice how your body feels.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel any tension releasing?
Yeah.
Any sense of calm washing over you?
Notice.
I definitely feel my shoulders dropping and my jaw relaxing.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
With each breath, you're signaling to your body that it's safe to let go of tension and stress.
This feels amazing.
Yeah.
It's like a mini vacation for my mind and body.
And the best part is,
right.
you can take this mini vacation anytime you need it.
All right, let's come back to the room.
Okay.
Wow, that was incredible.
Wow, that's great.
I feel so much more relaxed and centered already.
That's the power of 4-7-8 breathing.
Yeah.
It's a simple tool,
right.
but it can have a profound impact
yeah.
on your well-being.
And we're just getting started.
Oh, yeah.
There's so much more to explore with this technique.
Stay tuned, because in the next part of our deep dive,
okay,
we're going to uncover some unexpected benefits of 4-7-8 breathing.
I'm excited.
That go far beyond stress relief.
I can't wait.
Yeah, me too.
This is going to be good. Welcome back, everyone. I hope you enjoyed practicing 4-7-8 breathing with us.
Yeah.
It's amazing how such a simple technique
right.
can create such a shift
yeah.
in our mental and physical state.
It really speaks to the power of our breath.
For sure.
It's something we often take for granted.
Right.
But
yeah.
it's a direct link to our nervous system.
Totally.
And our overall well-being.
Totally.
Sure.
Before the break, we were talking about the immediate benefits of 4-7-8 breathing, things like reducing stress, calming anxiety, and promoting better sleep.
Yeah.
But as I was researching for this deep dive, I came across some fascinating studies
that
highlight some longer-term benefits,
okay.
some of which might surprise you.
I think a lot of people underestimate the cumulative effects of consistent practice.
Mm-hmm.
It's like anything else. The more you do it, the more profound the results.
Exactly. One study I found really intriguing
okay.
looked at the effects of 4-7-8 breathing on emotional regulation.
Okay, emotional regulation.
It found that people who practice this technique regularly were better able to manage their emotional responses
okay.
to stressful situations. They were less reactive.
Less reactive, okay.
The less likely to get overwhelmed by intense emotions and better able to bounce back from challenging experiences.
That's a really valuable skill in today's world, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
We're constantly bombarded with information and stimuli.
Right.
And it's easy to get swept up in the emotional whirlwind.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like we're all walking around with our nervous systems on high alert.
Yes.
Ready to react at a moment's notice.
Right.
And while that fight or flight response is helpful in truly dangerous situations, it's not so helpful when we're dealing with everyday stressors.
Oh, yeah.
Like traffic jams or work deadlines.
Oh, for sure.
Right? It can actually be quite detrimental to our health and well-being in the long run.
Totally.
Chronic stress has been linked to everything from heart disease and digestive problems to insomnia and depression.
So learning to regulate our emotional responses is crucial for our overall health and well-being.
Absolutely crucial.
And it seems that 4-7-8 breathing can be a valuable tool in that process.
It's like we're giving ourselves a timeout,
yeah,
a space to pause and recenter before reacting.
Okay.
And the more we practice, the better we become at creating that space,
right,
both mentally and emotionally.
I'm also curious about the long-term effects on sleep.
Yeah.
We touched on how 4-7-8 breathing can help you fall asleep faster and sleep more soundly.
Right.
But are there any other benefits that build over time?
There certainly are.
Okay.
One of the most notable benefits is improved sleep quality.
Okay.
As you continue to practice this technique regularly,
mm-hmm,
you'll likely find that you experience deeper, more restorative sleep.
So it's not just about getting more sleep.
Right.
It's about getting better sleep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Deeper sleep allows your body to repair and regenerate more effectively.
Wow.
It boosts your immune system.
Yeah.
Improves cognitive function.
Uh-huh.
And even helps regulate your hormones.
Speaking of hormones, I read that 4-7-8 breathing can also have a positive impact on our hormonal balance.
That's true.
Is there any truth to that?
There is. Remember how we talked about the technique's ability to reduce cortisol?
Right.
Stress hormone?
My cortisol.
Well, consistent practice can help rebalance your cortisol levels.
Okay.
Which can have a cascade of positive effects on your health.
I've heard that elevated cortisol levels can contribute to weight gain,
mm-hmm,
particularly around the midsection.
Yes.
Could 4-7-8 breathing potentially help with weight management?
It's possible.
Yeah.
By reducing stress and rebalancing cortisol levels.
Okay.
4-7-8 breathing can create a more favorable hormonal environment for weight management.
Interesting.
Of course, it's not a magic bullet.
Right.
And it's important to combine it with other healthy habits.
Yeah.
Like a balanced diet and regular exercise.
But it's fascinating to think that something as simple as breathing,
I know, right,
can have such a profound impact on our hormonal system.
It really underscores the interconnectedness of our mind, body, and breath.
And that brings me to another long-term benefit that I found particularly intriguing.
Okay, what's that?
The potential for enhanced mindfulness.
Mindfulness.
You mentioned earlier how 4-7-8 breathing helps us focus our attention on the present moment.
Yes.
But what happens when we make this a regular practice?
Over time, it can cultivate a deeper sense of awareness.
Okay.
Both your internal state and of the world around you.
Interesting.
It's like you're training your mind to be more present, more attuned to the subtle nuances of your experience.
So it's not just about calming the mind in the moment.
Right.
It's about developing a more mindful way of being in the world.
Exactly. And this increased mindfulness can have a ripple effect on all areas of your life.
Okay.
It can enhance your relationships, improve your focus and concentration,
yeah,
and even deepen your appreciation for the simple things in life.
It sounds like 4-7-8 breathing is not just a stress relief technique, but a pathway to a more mindful and fulfilling life.
I think that's a beautiful way to put it.
Yeah.
It's about cultivating a deeper connection to yourself,
right,
to your breath, and to the present moment.
And that connection can be incredibly empowering.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. When you feel grounded and centered, you're better equipped to handle whatever life throws your way.
You know, we've been talking a lot about the individual benefits of 4-7-8 breathing.
Right.
But I'm curious about its potential impact on a larger scale.
Okay, a larger scale.
What if more people started incorporating this technique into their daily lives?
Yeah.
Could it have a ripple effect on society as a whole?
That's a really interesting question.
Yeah.
And while it's hard to say for sure,
right,
I do believe that widespread adoption of practices like 4-7-8 breathing,
mm-hmm,
could have a positive impact on society.
I can see how a more mindful and emotionally regulated population,
yeah,
could lead to more peaceful interaction, more compassionate communities,
absolutely,
and even more effective problem solving.
Absolutely. When people are less reactive and more grounded,
right,
they're better able to communicate effectively, to empathize with others, and to find creative solutions to challenges.
It's like we're shifting the collective consciousness from a state of stress and reactivity, mm-hmm, to a state of calm and connection.
And that shift could have far-reaching implications for everything.
Wow.
From our personal relationships to our global challenges.
Wow, that's a powerful thought.
It is.
It makes me even more excited to share this technique with others and,
yeah,
to continue exploring its potential.
Me too. There's so much to discover about the power of our breath.
Speaking of discovery, in the next part of our deep dive, we're going to explore ways to enhance your 4-7-8 breathing practice.
Oh.
By incorporating visualization and affirmations.
These techniques can take your practice to a whole new level.
Okay.
Adding another layer of depth and intention.
Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back after a short break to continue our exploration of 4-7-8 breathing.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We've spent this episode exploring the incredible power of 4-7-8 breathing.
It's amazing to think how something we do unconsciously,
yeah,
all day, every day,
right,
can have such profound effects when we bring it into our conscious awareness.
Absolutely. And we've covered a lot of ground from the mechanics of the technique to its impact on stress,
right,
sleep, emotional regulation, even hormonal balance.
Yeah.
But there's one more layer we can add to this practice,
okay,
that can make it even more potent.
Right.
And that's the power of visualization and affirmations.
This is where it gets really interesting for me. Yep. I've always been fascinated by the idea that our thoughts can influence our reality.
Right.
So how can we use visualization and affirmations to enhance our 4-7-8 breathing practice?
It's all about infusing the breath with intention.
Okay.
As you practice the 4-7-8 cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine breathing in qualities you want to cultivate.
Okay.
Maybe it's peace, calm, energy, or clarity.
All right.
And as you exhale, visualize releasing anything that's no longer serving you.
Mm-hmm.
Stress, tension,
mm-hmm,
worry, self-doubt.
So it's like we're using the breath as a vehicle to carry those intentions in and out of our system.
Exactly. And affirmations can further amplify that process.
Right.
As you breathe, repeat phrases to yourself that align with your intentions.
Okay.
For example, if you're looking to reduce stress,
mm-hmm,
you might repeat, "I am calm and at ease," as you inhale.
Okay.
"And I release all tension and worry," as you exhale.
I like that. What I love about this is that it's so customizable.
Right.
You can tailor the visualizations and affirmations to your specific needs and goals.
Precisely.
Mm.
There's no one-size-fits-all approach.
Right.
Experiment and find what resonates with you.
Okay.
Maybe you imagine breathing in golden light that,
yeah,
fills your body with energy and vitality.
Okay.
Or you visualize your breath flowing through your body,
uh-huh,
smoothing out any knots of tension.
I love the image of breathing in light. It's like,
right,
we're literally breathing in positivity and radiance.
And when you combine those visualizations with affirmations like, "I am strong and healthy," or "I am filled with peace and joy."
Yeah.
You're sending powerful messages to your subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
Reinforcing those positive beliefs.
It's like we're rewiring our brains for well-being with every breath.
In a way, yes.
I like that.
And the more you practice,
yeah,
the more those beliefs become ingrained in your subconscious,
okay,
influencing your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors in a positive way.
So we're not just calming our minds in the moment.
Right.
We're actually cultivating a more peaceful and positive state of being over time.
Exactly. And that shift can have a ripple effect on all areas of your life.
Wow.
Your relationships, your work, your creativity, your overall sense of well-being.
This is so inspiring.
Yeah.
It makes me want to grab my journal and start brainstorming a whole list of visualizations and affirmations.
I encourage you to do that.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful way to personalize the practice and make it your own.
We've covered so much ground in this deep dive.
We have.
I feel like we've unlocked a treasure chest of knowledge and techniques.
Oh, yeah.
As we wrap up.
I want to leave our listeners with a final thought.
Okay.
What's the one thing you hope people take away from this episode?
I hope people realize that they have more power than they realize,
mm,
to influence their mental and physical well-being.
Okay.
And that power lies within something as simple and accessible as their breath.
So true.
By harnessing the power of 4-7-8 breathing,
mm-hmm,
and infusing it with intention through visualization and affirmations,
right,
they can create profound shifts in their lives.
Beautifully said.
Yeah.
So to all our listeners out there,
yeah,
I encourage you to start incorporating 4-7-8 breathing into your daily routine.
Absolutely.
Experiment, explore, and discover the transformative power of your own breath.
That's it.
And remember, even just a few minutes a day can make a world of difference.
It really can.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into 4-7-8 breathing. We'll be back soon with another fascinating topic to explore. Until then, keep breathing deeply, keep exploring, and keep discovering the incredible power within you.
See you next time.